Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate for the National Postal Mailhandlers Union, Local 304 President's position. This is Kenny Hodge. And today I want to have what your future Ohio State Representative Carl Sharp likes to call an ATM, Alpha Tango Mike, or another teaching moment. And today our ATM is going to come to us by way of Article 11. It's a holiday, it's relevant, and again, I'm just trying to share with you my perspective on Article 11. Yeah, we're going to take a break from the campaign for this show, and let's just have a conversation. I want to show you some of the things that are in our contract that I think we really, really don't take advantage of. Again, as I set the table for our conversation, it's just a teaching moment. Let's teach each other. And what I want to do is I really want to talk about Article 11, Section 6. Now, you might ask why I want to talk about Article 11, Section 6. Because Article 11, Section 6 talks about holiday schedule. And in particular, the MHA, a.k.a. Mail Handler Assistant. I'm only going to talk Article 11, Section 6, Paragraph D for the purpose of this podcast. MHAs will be scheduled for work on a holiday or designated holiday after all full-time or part-time volunteers are scheduled to work on their holiday or designated holiday. Now, what I just read contractually tells me that when a post office puts together a holiday schedule, before they can schedule any MHA, every employee who volunteered to work their holiday or designated holiday must be scheduled first. Have you ever volunteered to work and been told no by the Postal Service, but yet they're scheduled MHAs to work? I'm just asking a question as we explore Article 11, Section 6, Paragraph D, the scheduling of MHAs on a holiday. Going back to the contract, Article 11, Section 6, Paragraph D, the second sentence in this powerful paragraph says, they will be scheduled to the extent possible. And we're going to visit that to the extent possible. Prior to any full-time volunteer or non-volunteer being scheduled to work a non-scheduled day, or any full-time non-volunteer being required to work their holiday or designated holiday. Now, that was a mouthful, but let's talk about it just for a second. You see, Article 11, Section 6.D is setting the parameters on how they're going to schedule for holidays. Based on Article 11, it is crystal clear that the post office wants to give as many people off as possible during every holiday, and particularly the MHA. Now, don't get ahead of me. Yes, holidays are usually holiday pay, holiday leave, so it's a bonus that's offered to the regular employee. So don't look at it from the wrong view, because MHAs with proper scheduling should get a lot of holidays off. But Article 11 is saying, Section 6D is saying, the post office, you have to go through some things. You got to do some things before you start forcing people into work. And when they talk about any non-volunteer, now we're talking about who's getting forced into work. You got to understand that second sentence says, before you do that, you got to work those MHAs, or you got to work the people that have volunteered to the extent possible. Now, let me tell you something. Here's my take on this. To the extent possible means you're going to guarantee 12 hours a day. So now you are maximizing your volunteers, your overtime list, and your MHAs. You're maximizing all these work hours before you force an employee to work. Now, I don't care what anybody says. That's not what happens. What happens right now, and let's look at this holiday. Was there anyone forced to work? Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, look at your schedule. Were you forced to work? Was anybody mandated to work? And in those offices where you had the mandate, now we have to be a little careful because some offices, your overtime or assignments are by section. Some is by tour. So if overtime is by tour, then let me tell you something. Before the post office can schedule that first person that gets mandated in, before they can do one of those, what should happen is everyone at work, overtime desireless, should be allowed 12 hours. All your MHAs should be scheduled for 12 hours. See, these are the parameters that must be met before you force someone in as per Article 11, Section 6.D. But I guarantee you, is it being enforced? You see, this is what I mean when I say I'm going to take the same contract that you had and in the same contract that's been agreed upon at the national level and show you how to work it just a little different. And again, we're just understanding the writings from a different perspective now. See, now I want you to look at Article 11, Section 6.D, as this needs to happen every holiday. In fact, those branch presidents who hear this podcast, take a look at it. Take a look at Article 11, Section 6D. And if that fits the profile of what it is I'm attempting to expose you to, why don't you all file grievances right now? If your overtime desireless and your MHAs were not scheduled for 12 hours, but anyone was forced into work. Does that make sense? You see, in Columbus, Ohio, they have eliminated pretty much overtime. Not saying good or bad, but if you're going to do that, then it is important, postal management, that you follow the rules yourself. Now, if I was in a position to, yes, we would file class action grievances on every tour, because if you forced only for the tours where people were mandated, forced to work. If you were not mandated or forced in, then none of this matters. But if you're in a facility where anyone was mandated or forced in, I don't know the vernacular that they use in all three states, being forced to work when you don't want to work. If that happened and they didn't take advantage or schedule overtime desireless and the MHAs to the extent possible and you were forced in, let's file a grievance. And let's get paid. Now, the last sentence of Article 11, Section 6, Paragraph D, it reads as follows. If the parties have locally negotiated a pecking order, I'm going to stop right there and then I'll read the complete sentence again. All Article 11, Section 6D is talking about here is a pecking order. It does not matter what else you have in play, but they're talking about a pecking order. So again, if the parties have locally negotiated a pecking order that would schedule full-time volunteers on a non-scheduled day, the local memorandum of understanding will apply. So let's be very clear about that. The last paragraph does not open up the post office to bring anything in that's locally negotiated under your LMOU except the pecking order. Hey, listen, this is what I do, and this is how I like to hold maybe several days training with new presidents and new stewards. Wait a minute. This is not a campaign podcast. I hope I was informative on this Article 11 MHA scheduling. Because right now, based off what you've just heard, and you know what I like to do? I like to challenge you to go read it. Hey, members, it's one paragraph. Come on now. Article 11, Section 6, Paragraph D. I need you to read that and tell me, do you arrive at the same understanding that I do? Because if we do, then we could bring about change. Because that's not what's happening right now. And I need enough people to see what should happen. Then you can tell what kind of representation and leadership you really have. Have a good day. And I guess I just wouldn't be myself if I didn't say, support a president with presence, Kenny Hodge. Support a state rep with presence, Carl Sharp. Support a branch president with presence, William Johnson. Columbus, Ohio, trifecta. National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. We're coming with different energy. Support the movement. A president with presence, a team with presence.